This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
After a physical assault from Shaletta, and then a moment or two to compose himself, Dean Phillips is here. What was Shaletta's reaction when she saw you walk into the door?
It was the reaction that every human being dreams about, Chad, of being appreciated,
yes,
and adored. And something I haven't felt a lot in politics, yeah, let me tell you.
Did I offer you that same reaction Tuesday for Happy Hour or Monday, whenever
no,
it was?
No, in fact, I've asked Shaletta to work with you and mentor.
Thank you.
And you know, model the behavior that any radio host of your esteem should already know.
So, Dave, you should hear this story. We go out, we have beverage and food, and I arrived on time. Dean, you know, he's a big time.
Fashionably late.
He showed up, I don't know, 2-3 hours late.
He doesn't want to be seen at a table.
Which is early, so early for me.
Early. And so they had my phone number for the table. And so they called me afterwards. First, I sent it to voicemail. I didn't know. Then I answered, "Is this Chad?" "Yes, it is. We have your sunglasses." I'm like, pretty sure I'm seeing my sunglasses. They must be Dean's. And I'll text him later. Now, we were actually texting other nonsense later, but I forgot to mention the sunglasses situation. The next day, he goes to said restaurant, and then you take the story from here.
Mm-hmm. I had to use every trick in my book, which are very few, as you well know, to impress upon them that the glasses were actually not Chad Hartman's, as evidenced by, first of all, how cosmopolitan and
stylish
they were. That should have been the first giveaway. They
there
were
wasn't
not
a Super
Chad
America
Hartman's
tag on them.
Yes, that would be an upgrade. Yeah, so it took
Fleet
a little
farm.
But, you know, my training in politics really did help me overcome that hurdle. And I finally, and I hate to even tell listeners this, but that would have been the third pair of sunglasses I lost in 3 weeks.
That's pretty bad.
So
you just leave Ray-Bans as a tip now?
Yes.
But I mean, what's interesting? They're like, "No, you're not Chad Hartman. Yeah. I'm not giving you these sunglasses." They were very adamant about loyalty to me and the sunglasses.
How did they know you weren't Chad Hartman?
Well, they're because they said, "We know what Chad Hartman looking sounds like." They've never seen him before, but they know what he sounds like.
Yeah.
You know,
loud and brash.
Yes.
Yeah. Me, on the other hand, they knew what I looked like, but they never heard what I sound like.
Okay. Let's jump in, because here's where people want me to jump in. And I know you're reluctant to do this, but now with the Alex Thompson, Jake Tapper book coming out, which once again showing that a man who you respected and still respect, the 46th president of the United States, just to be blunt, was not up for the job.
Yeah.
And so you stepping forward, making the news first here, and then nationally encouraging so many people to step in. And then they wouldn't do it, and then you stepped in, and then the party made it extraordinarily difficult for you. A lot of people want you to come out, and I've alluded to this the other times we talked, say, "I told you so." why didn't you listen to me in the first place? When you're seeing all this, which affirms part of why you ran and other parts weren't the main reasons why you ran, but when it's further documented that there were people being clear-cut, not telling us the truth about the president's condition, which puts the country in a position it never should be in. What's your overview on how this is playing out and the role you played in it?
So, Chad, I've been reflecting on that, as you can imagine, over the past number of weeks. And, you know, when I endeavored to go on that journey, it was only because I had exhausted every mechanism I thought available to me to inspire others to do what they should have done.
Yes.
Many of whom, names I don't need to share right now, many of whom are now saying the same thing. You know, I would say that these are political arsonists, you know, running to the fire. And I find it ironic and pathetic. But, you know, this wasn't about prominence for me. It wasn't about somehow. In fact, it was antithetical to continuing my career in politics because doing so is usually a career ender. And that's therein lies the fundamental, when you ask what's on my mind, it's even less about Biden. It's even less about the Democratic Party. It's so much more about the culture of placing self-preservation above principle. And it is not unique to one party or the other, but it was particularly shameful in my estimation that my party and I had spent the better part of 4 years condemning our Republican colleagues for being so quiet in the face of some of Donald Trump's shenanigans, and then given the same opportunity to do what's right, not just for the party, of course, but for the country. And I'll tell you that even on the way over here today, Chad, I was reflecting on the fact that it wasn't just that our leaders, our Democratic leaders, were somehow burying their heads in the sand as it related to the White House's portrayal. They were burying their heads in the sand relative to American voters saying they did not want Joe Biden to A, be the nominee, and B, if he was, he wouldn't be elected.
They still are.
Still are. So you can imagine how I feel. It's not about vindication. It's not about celebration. It's about trying to do better moving forward. So that's where my head's at. And
well,
I never thought it would. I never thought this would happen so quickly, though. I will tell you that.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because when I ask you that question, if you just give the standard, when I see Joe Biden, he's really sharp. I know he has some bad days, but he's still there, and I want him to continue. If you do that, if you go along, you are still in Congress today if you so want to continue. You win your race very easily. You're now more established. You have greater power. You are on different committees. You are in different leadership. You already had moved up within leadership. But you did this funny little thing called principle and telling the truth and ethics. And that is what I think should concern people for both parties. But let's talk about Democrats in particular now. Because there are dozens and dozens and dozens of prominent top Democrats who looked us in the eye and lied and just didn't tell us the truth. And if you're in the tens of millions of people who are a centrist, a moderate, that you voted for Donald Trump, you voted for Barack Obama, and you're saying, yeah, there's part of Trump I really don't like, but you're no better because all your movers and shakers just looked me in the eye and lied. How does the party get its credibility back? Yeah.
And by the way, not just misleading, but essentially trying to demonstrate to American voters, both center right, center left, that somehow what they were seeing wasn't real.
Was a cover up.
Yeah, was that they were wrong.
Yeah, yes.
That's what's so. And look, I'm not going to mince my words. I'm deeply disappointed in my Democratic colleagues, federal elected officials that represent Minnesota.
Yeah.
All, the only one that said anything was Angie Craig. I want to say she should be celebrated.
Correct.
In 2022, I think just days after, I think I was the first, you were the first to ask the question in 2022 about whether or not the president should run again. I said no. Soon thereafter, Angie Craig said the same thing. I think she was among just a handful willing to do so.
And these are others who, I mean, let's just be honest, Amy Klobuchar, Tina Smith, others who are around the president, not daily, but around and knew what was going on. It's obvious.
Oftentimes we were together around the president.
Yeah.
I've said so many times, Chad, I was not a savant. I didn't see something that others didn't. In fact, not only did I not have special access, I was deeply disappointed that the Biden administration was really keeping the president from engaging with
yes.
members of Congress.
Right.
So, you know, I was watching as an observer. I flew on Air Force One with him. I was certainly at the House when he had come to a couple meetings. And I was jarred, as were almost every single one of my colleagues. So it is very odd now to see books and portrayals and national conversation about something that was essentially looking at a blue sky and saying it's green.
Yeah.
And this is not rocket science. The real question is, and part of my challenge now, is everyone wants to litigate the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm much more interested
right.
in how do we fix this nonsense? How do we recapture faith? How do we restore competency? How do we start attracting people to run for office who actually have the right principles and are not doing it to stick around for decades? Therein lies the real problem in this country. That's why I think term limits are important. And that's why I really think it's time for competition for this duopoly that somehow we allow to manifest itself in the most important category in the United States,
yes.
which is our democracy. We are known for inspiring competition. That is the American way. Yet in the most important category, not only do we diminish it, we build barriers, not we, the two parties,
yes.
private corporations,
mm-hmm.
build barriers to entry to prevent and to diminish and mitigate the possibility of independent candidates or a new party with common sense principles, pragmatism, and competency to stand a chance. And if that's what Americans want, by the way, then continue to not vote in primaries, continue to complain on the airwaves, continue to talk to your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really care,
it's
time to start mobilizing.
Yep.
Exactly.
Well, and just dealing with Democrats, and we'll pause here. Bernie Sanders was right, what he said the two times he ran, and you saw it, how all the obstacles they put up against you. Obviously, it was a long, long shot for you to win, for you to be a factor. But your own party, which should be encouraging competition, metal sharpens metal, let's have a debate.
Mm-hmm.
None of that. That you got as much pushback from the DNC at the federal level as you did from any other group. In fact, Republicans were more willing, some of them for their own purposes, but they were more willing to talk to you and accept you than your own party.
Yeah. In fact, I hold the Biden inner circle most accountable.
Yep.
I hold Democratic leaders accountable. And I also hold MSNBC accountable because,
correct.
You know, as a media company, you know, their job ostensibly is to share the news.
Mm-hmm.
And as the most is the primary source of information for most Democratic primary voters, the way they chose to portray the president, the people that they chose to have on the air,
yes.
and the way that they strategically undermined anybody who might challenge the president, I do believe MSNBC is as accountable as anybody else for the tragedy. And is there an incentive for them to do better next time? Not at all.
No.
In fact, a lot of the people at MSNBC, the decision makers, were the very Biden inner circle that were protecting him in the White House.
Some of those folks are still today
mm-hmm.
pushing back. Fox gets a great deal of abuse, and some of the hosts and some individuals deserve it. MSNBC does not get enough criticism,
indeed.
In particular with Joe Biden. Let's pause. Dean Phillips is in studio. I'm going to talk Pella right now and tell you just what I believe in and what I've seen at my house and move into a new house later this year. It's a company which has been around for 100 years. Excuse me. They have worked with individuals with the smallest homes, the biggest homes, condos. They'll come out to your place. I say this a lot, but it's another reminder that a company this established, that part of the reason why they've lasted as long as they have, high-quality professionalism. They'll come out to your house for free. Show you what they think will work, show you what they have, work with your style, their style, and your budget. If you want to start first at one of the showrooms, you can. Plymouth and Woodbury. For me, living in a house for 20-some years, I know how good Pella windows are. Right now, through the end of this month, and you still have a couple weeks left, at PellaNorthland.com, you have this offer. 0% APR for 72 months, or 50% off qualifying installations. Do not hesitate. Check them out. PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That hurts. Okay, before we look forward, because I want to, about how many times were you on MSNBC as a candidate to represent the Democrats to defeat Donald Trump? I would guess 50.
I think they call that question 60? Rhetorical.
Yes.
You know, Chad, before I declared my, I think I declared my candidacy in October of 23, October 27th or something. Before that, I was a regular on MSNBC.
Yeah.
I was the
interesting.
I was the ranking member of the Middle East Subcommittee on Foreign Affairs with the tragedy in Israel and Gaza occurring. Co-chair of the Problem Solvers Caucus, a Democratic leader. So I had invitations. After I declared my candidacy, I didn't receive a single invitation to be on MSNBC until the morning after the South Carolina primary, which, as you might remember, was Joe Biden's kind of bread and butter state.
Yep.
Only to embarrass me.
Yep.
That was the only time in the last 2 years I've had a single invitation to join MSNBC. So there you have it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there you have it.
That is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, I'm getting the texts over and over again who want you back in the mix. We've been out socially a couple times. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
I'm seeing him. Please tell Dean if he gets back in for 26, 28, 30, mm-hmm. whatever. Before we jump into how to change this duopoly, what is the realistic scenario where you would change your mind and jump back into running for office?
The absence of compelling, competent, and principled candidates in whom I believe. And that's why I ran against Joe Biden in the 2024 primary. In this case, I think we have, in the case of the gubernatorial race, I think Governor Walz should step aside after two terms. I think Steve Simon should run. I think he's a man of integrity and experience and decency and competency. And I think Angie Craig is outstanding as the next senator from Minnesota. Absent people in whom I believe or people who lack integrity, I probably would look at this differently. But I'm much more focused, Chad, and I just would ask listeners to consider this. You know, in a democracy, one person is not supposed to be able to make a fundamental difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have so much more power collectively, voters, you know, everyday Americans, to try to affect a system that is really eating the country up. When Donald Trump talks about making America great again, he can't do it. You know, nobody can do that alone. We can, and that's why
leadership can inspire.
But even inspiration can only go so far. Barack Obama was the most inspiring orator and probably leader of our generation.
Yep.
But when you look at what kind of residual and what kind of lasting effect that had, it was very temporary. And I think Donald Trump's effect will be very temporary. The question is, what do we want?
Trump's loyalty, though, is amazing.
The loyalty is disconcerting,
yes.
You can imagine.
Right.
That is also antithetical to democracy. It shouldn't be loyalty to a person.
Well, it's the same thing, because it's the same thing as the Democrats who would tell you, my God, you should see Biden today.
Yeah.
But then you'd see him on MSNBC. Oh, the president's razor sharp. He's right on this. It's no different than the Republicans when Trump would go off on something, whether it was a policy position that's just not reasonable or some just esoteric point, like today he's going after. Once I said, what did he say? The tweet today about Taylor Swift today. Once I said she wasn't any good, she's not hot anymore.
Yes.
You know, where Republicans would say to you, can you believe it? But then they go on Fox and say, he's the best.
Sure.
They're all frauds in that way.
We're human beings. We respond to incentives, financial incentives,
yes.
Social rewards, whatever.
Loving the job.
The job. And look, you know, and on one hand, I don't even fault my colleagues because they have dedicated themselves to this career. The fault really lies with all of us who have tolerated this nonsense for years. This is not new.
No.
I mean, everyone listening knows that.
Yes.
I mean, I was born the day of Richard Nixon's inauguration. You know, you can imagine how many are in this country are looking back on Richard Nixon as a relative saint compared to some of the people we have in office. And by the way, a Republican who fought for national health insurance, undermined by Ted Kennedy.
Right.
A Republican who initiated the Environmental Protection Agency, for gosh sakes.
He would have zero chance to be embraced by MAGA. By the way, I'll give you another one. Ronald Reagan would have zero chance to be embraced by MAGA's true policies.
No, they would be. Ronald Reagan would be turning in his grave right now, watching the display of our president overseas in the Middle East, watching his disdain for those who would fight communism and Vladimir Putin. It's staggering to me. But back to the point.
How does it happen? Because I'm with you. I've told you this many times, and I've said it on the air over and over again. For the last 20 years plus, I have voted non-Democrat, non-Republican in many elections. I vote for a third party. Or I'll vote for someone who ran for the office, who I believe they were the best person, but they did not win the primary. I will consider them. Yeah. But for a lot of people, they're going to say, well, you're wasting a vote. Well, I don't feel like I'm wasting a vote. If I just keep going along with the duopoly, what can I do? But for really to change, there has to be a lot of energy behind it. There has to be organization behind it. It can be somewhat organic. It can be somewhat planned. But how does it really happen where it's truly in the next 5-10 years ascending and viable?
So there are things that we can do without changing the laws or asking the legislatures to take action, starting with things like ranked choice voting, which has already been implemented in Minnesota broadly, a lot of other states. What's interesting, and this is why I think people will find this compelling, both parties at their core are objecting to ranked choice voting. Why? Why? Because it's the only mechanism by which a candidate not affiliated with Democrats or Republicans could actually win an election. And as a state that produced Jesse Ventura, you know, I think Minnesotans should start recognizing that we're playing a role right now in populism. It was the first example of this generation in this era.
It probably inspired Donald Trump to a certain level.
In fact, it absolutely did. And I think there's some reporting on conversations the two of them had earlier. So with all that said, ranked choice voting, Chad, is the one way that you don't waste your vote. It's a one way that the more you appeal to a broad cross-section of voters, the more likely you'll succeed. Very much, I think, a solution to some of the problems. Then, if we can just get a couple people, non-affiliated elected officials in Congress, you know, considering how tight that margin is right now, Mike Johnson cannot pass Trump's domestic bill because he's losing a few votes, right?
It failed 21-16.
So 5 votes.
Yeah. Now, and these individuals, as you know, actually are more conservative.
Yes, exactly.
They're the truest of true believers that with this bill, by the way, when we talk about which party increases the deficit more? Well, the data is going to show again that it's not like Democrats are saints, but the Republicans raise it more. This would raise the debt ceiling $5 trillion dollars. So Elon's going to play his little games with Doge. And by the way, that's turning out to be, I don't know, where's that going to be, 75 million, something like that? What does that matter compared to a $5 trillion increase? It's nothing.
And neither party, Chad, is making fiscal responsibility a priority.
No.
And
no.
I think Republicans have added more to the federal debt, believe it or not, in the last 10 years than Democrats. But this goes back to the incentive system. There is no incentive to manage the federal budget well because everybody wants pork. Everybody wants spending.
Yes.
And back
that's
to,
how you get reelected.
Of
you
course.
Keep sending it back to your state or your district.
So on that subject, I served in Congress 6 years. I don't think I had one person come to my office asking me to raise their taxes and spend less on their program of interest.
Right.
I mean, of
yes.
course.
Yeah.
So what do we do in Congress? You pander. So but back to the point, you know, if there are just a couple unaffiliated members of the U.S. House, for example, right now, they would be the most powerful party in the country. Because Mike Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries, the respective leaders, would need them,
yep.
which by definition is a magnet to the middle. It forces the parties to have to come to the center to get anything done. So I'm not saying it's time to start a third party that wins the White House in 2028. What I'm saying is competition's healthy. I don't have a perfect solution yet, but I am talking to Americans. I'm contemplating how to blend my experience in entrepreneurship and politics to simply create a platform for Americans who want to participate, who don't want this to be a career, who don't want to play the campaign finance game,
yep.
to be able to succeed, serve the country, and do it well for a handful of terms, and then be done. And if we could do that with just a couple people, maybe one in the Senate, watch what changes. But that's not going to happen just with me or with anybody even listening right now. It's going to take all of us. And that's what I'm, you know, after just a few months of being out of Congress, I'm just starting to really put some pen to paper and look at ways where we might try to encourage this.
Let's keep that going. Let's pause here. We'll come back. We'll have traffic and weather. Dean Phillips in studio. If you have a question or a comment that you want to send through a text for Dean, we'll look at those. I'm looking at them the whole time, and I appreciate the fact that you're listening. Go ahead, reach out. 651-461-9226. Aquarius and water, they are synonymous in this state for quality and safety. I have water right here. Guess what? Even though I advertise for Aquarius, Dave advertised for Aquarius, do we have Aquarius here? We don't. We need to get better water here.
Do better.
Let's go. When I go to my house, I have the drinking water system installed by Kinetico, and it is fabulous every day. You can have it, so it's the conventional drinking water system. At one house, we had it to set up for... not for coffee, because you know where do I stand on coffee, Harrigan? What do I think of coffee? Garbage. Absolute garbage. Dean Phillips, you like coffee, yes or no?
Yes, I like
get
it
him
very
out.
Much.
He's
I,
done.
Hey, but you know me, I like to be an outlier.
Yeah, he's get him out. Oh, yeah, an outlier. Oh, no, he's an outlier. He likes coffee. He's a rarity. I like it for a little hot chocolate, a little hot tea. So have a safe water drinking system in your house, because you don't know what it's like in your area. They'll come out, by the way, for a free water analysis. AquariusHomeServices.com, and then the water softener. How you want the clothes to feel? How do you want that water to feel with the shower and other areas of your house where you use water? Aquarius gets it done every single time. Family-owned company, having great success since the late 80s. AquariusHomeServices.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's get to a number of these texts here. Do you think Pete Buttigieg is electable as the president of the United States?
I think Pete Buttigieg is probably one of the greatest communicators in politics.
I think
on the right and left.
Yes, he's fantastic.
Eminently common sense, reasonable, articulate, smart, good experience. You know, would America elect a gay man right now?
I'd like to think so. I'd like to believe that for sure he can get the nomination, and then I would worry how filthy some of the dialogue would be.
I couldn't agree more.
In the national campaign.
I think he's a compelling candidate. I think we've got a whole bunch of compelling candidates. Wes Moore, Josh Shapiro, and many. My gut tells me the 2028 nominee may be somebody who's not even remotely on the radar screen right now. And that would be a healthy outcome because that demonstrates that a legitimate primary occurred, that the base of the party was open to new people, new ideas. I think Pete Buttigieg's greatest contribution to the Democratic Party is his communication skills.
Yes.
And his
his willingness to go on Fox,
and his willingness to go on Fox, which, by the way, is important because Democrats, when I was serving in Congress, would almost universally turn down invitations to appear on Newsmax and Fox and all those other networks. And my message was, how in the world can you attract more voters if you're not speaking with them or listening to them? And Buttigieg gets it. So with that said, I think that's the value he can add. The problem is he's one of every name we're going to talk about today didn't do what was really important at the moment. And darn, is it hard to be a member of a president's administration sitting at his table as a member of his cabinet?
Well, that's the comeback.
Yes, of course it is. But that's why I thought that my colleagues and my party were a little bit different, that there would be someone at that table when push came to shove to say the thing that needed to be said, to say the quiet part out loud. And he didn't. Josh Shapiro now says today, I think, or yesterday, that he said something to the president privately. But that doesn't matter as we all know.
So if you're, let's say, Wes Moore, let's say it gets here's my guess right now. Here are my last five. What does Dean Phillips think? Wes Moore, Josh Shapiro. I'm going to go six now. Gretchen Whitmer, Pete Buttigieg, and Stephen A. Smith. I think he's going to run. I really do. And if those folks are going after Pete and saying, you were transportation secretary, you were in the Oval Office, you were around him, why should we believe you? Why should the American public believe you? If you're associated with the Biden administration and the big lie, I think that's going to hurt you a lot with the voters.
Well, I'm not sure of that, though, Chad, because these are the same base. And when I say the same voters, I think one of the biggest issues in America right now is we have a crisis of participation in primary elections. I think we vote in far too few numbers in general elections. But when 12-15% of Americans turn out to actually choose the candidates, it's going to be basically the same group again in 2028. These are the same people.
Right.
And look, the fact of the matter is, in some states, they did have a choice. I was on the ballot. President Biden was on the ballot. Some cases, RFK was still on the ballot or Marianne Williamson. The fact of the matter is Democratic primary voters overwhelmingly did choose Joe Biden to be the nominee, despite seeing the same things I was seeing. So I'm not sure that we should apply anything differently to 2028. That's the reality. All that said, I think Wes Moore is really interesting because he combines private sector experience yep. with now executive public sector experience.
Yep.
He's a veteran. He's got a heck of a life story to tell, and he wasn't at that inner sanctum, at yep. that table, if you will. So if he can rise, introduce himself, I do think he can be a candidate that can transcend this. And I will say, I think it is important that the leader of the United States of America have some experience in the private sector.
I think that matters.
So many of the policies that we pass in Washington deeply affect our economy. Presidents do not create jobs. They have to understand the dynamics that really do. And I think we should not.
It helped Trump in his first. How about Elise Slotkin?
Elise Slotkin.
Very impressive.
Is an extraordinary, prototypical of the type of candidate I'm talking about.
Yep.
National security background, tough as nails, from a breadbasket state in the United States, Michigan.
Yep.
Speaks the truth, strong yep. as nails, and I think would be an outstanding future leader for the country. Mikey Sherrill, I'll tell you, I came in 2019 lot of extraordinary
yep.
veterans.
Yep.
Jason Crow and Mikey
like
Sherrill.
Too.
I mean,
yep.
all these. So, but the thing is, you don't know, most Americans don't know their names yet.
And by the way, most of those folks politically are where you're at.
Totally.
They're more center-left folks who represent center-left, center-right. That's still 60% percent of this population.
I can't tell you how many Republicans come, even at the Timberwolves game the other night, the number of people who came up and just said,
could get by your security.
Yeah, thank you. yes. Exactly. And by the way, I hate the word moderate. It indicates some compromising of principle. No, pragmatic and common sense.
It's fair.
And they are. So anyway, Elise Slotkin, outstanding. Andy Kim, another great senator from New Jersey, who single-handedly, a first-generation American, he was the guy that when I went into the rotunda in the Capitol at midnight on January 6th, 2021, after the day's events, and I saw it littered with garbage, and it was defaced, and it was deeply upsetting.
And you're thinking, how could this have happened?
Yeah. In America, by Americans.
Yes.
And I look in the corner and there's a figure on hands and knees with a garbage bag picking things up. It's Andy Kim. No reporters, no cameras. These are the stories.
Everybody else would have their Instagram.
Of course. And I share this, Chad, because some of the names that you just mentioned, I think should be the next generation of leaders. But we will not know their names because there is no incentive for American media right now to put people on who are not rabble rousers. Think about the names. All the listeners right now should think about the names of politicians they know the best tend to be the most divisive because that's what attracts eyeballs. I encourage all of us to take a little time and get to know some of the backbenchers who I think actually will make the best leaders in the future.
All right. A few more questions. Texter wants your thoughts on Tom Emmer.
You know, I got to tell you, Tom's to me a perfect example of a Minnesotan who most of us would love to go have a beer with, talk hockey with, a good sense of humor, and a good guy, but has also been consumed by the political monster.
For sure.
And, Tom Emmer more than anybody understands how you play the game to become in a position to be a leader. And Tom Emmer, I'm sure, has had to bite his tongue a lot of times in order to stay the course and end up where he is right now. And by the way, he could be the next Republican leader or even a Speaker of the House. Who knows?
Because it could happen this weekend. That's how fragile it is with Trump. Mm-hmm. If this bill, this budget bill, somehow passes in a way that Trump doesn't agree with, he's going to finger point.
Yeah,
and while Mike Johnson has to walk a tightrope because there's such a narrow margin, he could turn on him a second. And let's not forget, Tom Emmer, for what, 4 hours, 2 years ago? Was the Speaker of the House until Donald knifed him. And since then, Tom is and just going along with it.
So I think that's the, unfortunately, I think Mr. Emmer's caught the same disease that just about every member of Congress has. And I think it's too bad. I like him as a person. I do not like how he conducts himself politically.
Problem Solvers Caucus. Mm-hmm. What is the status of it right now?
Sadly, Chad, I think it was the most important caucus in the U.S. Congress. The only one that welcomed Democrats and not only welcomed Democrats and Republicans.
Encouraged.
And we broke bread together. And I can tell you to this very moment, as a result of the Problem Solvers Caucus, of which there were about 30 of us, 15 Democrats, 15 Republicans, it's where my most deep friendships were made because we spent human time together.
Yeah.
And in the first two terms, we were deeply important and very quietly the people that got a lot done. We helped end the shutdown in 2019. We got the infrastructure bill essentially passed. And we did it without fanfare because we were the workhorses, not the show horses. But after January 6th, I got to tell you, it really changed because many of us on the Democratic side could barely move forward without the acknowledgement of our brothers and sisters on the other side that what had happened wasn't just tragic for all of us in the Capitol. It was a tragedy for American democracy.
Yes.
And the unwillingness of them to really address that was a struggle. And I'm saddened to say right now, it's my understanding that it is all but dissolved.
Really?
And that is a really tragic circumstance because there are a lot of good Democrats and good Republicans who want and need a table to sit at to have these conversations. And most importantly, that's the table that really matters if things really get out of control. Because if you don't have a human relationship with, in this case, your political adversary, you're in big trouble. And I will just, one more thing. That's actually why I do celebrate to some degree Donald Trump's willingness to at least build relationships with some of the biggest despots in the world. Not because we agree with their values and principles.
Yep.
It's because if there is a crisis, a nuclear crisis, I'd much rather the president of the United States
have some
dialogue. Exactly, and be able to pick up the phone.
Right.
That is important, and that's what Congress should be doing a whole lot more of.
Qatar, we are awarding you a $400 million plane for coming down here.
Thank you. Thank you. In fact, if I could take it with me after I retire to put in my library.
Yeah. Never use it.
Yeah.
Just leave it there in the library. We got to go.
I'll take a DC-9 from North Central, if that's okay.
Thank you, sir.
Anytime.
Always a pleasure. He's on a regular basis now. Dean Phillips with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. Dean should do this. There's 11 stretch labs. He should go to stretch lab. When you have some tightness, where do you have tightness in your body?
Chad, this is a family radio station.
Upper back, lower back,
I'll tell you, and I'd say this is probably true of anybody in politics, a lot of stress in my shoulders and neck.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That'll work with you. Stretchlab.com. Yeah. I have your address. I'll be giving that out later with the podcast. Just go to the podcast. You'll have directions to Dean's house. 11 Twin Cities stretch lab locations, whether it's the glutes, the hamstrings, the quads, whether you're 22, whether you're 45, whether you're like Jason in your early 80s, they'll make you feel better. 25-minute sessions, 50-minute sessions. I go there. Quentin goes there. 6 years for me. You'll love it. Stretchlab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.